Good morning.
Hi, good morning,
Go ahead,
Cynthia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. So, Cynthia, I was trying to get a hold of you. So we referred this information up to our hire manager, and they reviewed all the details. However, the response that we got is still the same. They're not able to offer anything more than $1,275 for your case. And the reasoning why they explained is because we are an agency, and it needs to make sense for us to be able to honor a higher rate. Like, we need the agency needs to be able to function, and if we would offer you something higher, the agency would be losing money for this case, which in terms it wouldn't make sense for us to accept the case. Hello, Cynthia?
Yep.
Oh.
I am processing the information. I was not expecting that inflexibility.
I'm sorry. If it was up to me, I would absolutely honor it for you, especially knowing that, you know, it was an error on my behalf. But we did send it up to a higher manager, and that's the response that we received.
This is a total disaster. This week, that affected me economic, because in the other agency, the week was cut out, so no overtime for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And with you, will not be overtime for this week, so I still losing money. At this point, I don't know what should I do to protect my income.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the way that I was expecting to start with you guys. So, I was expecting at least the same pay that I'm getting in the other company. That would be fair. Because if they can make it, I think you can make it too. Others company offers benefit package, like welcome bonus and stuff like that. You don't. So I was expecting a good pay rate.
Believe me, we tried. Like, we asked for the higher rate that initially was quoted to you. We tried to match the rate that you were getting, but they said that they couldn't do more.
They cannot do at least 13. Let me see. Let me see the numbers. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Moment. At least 13, 18?
I can try again, but we tried 13, 25. We tried 13, and they said no, 12, 75. I mean, again, I can try again and see if they'll reconsider.
That will break up the offer that initially I was offered. So that will be like middle point where we can maybe work with.
Let me reach out to, they're in a meeting right now. So, I mean, I'll send them the message. They're all in a meeting right now. And when they're done with the meeting, I'll wait for them to respond back and see if they're willing to at least do the 13-18. Okay?
At least. So I at least have the same I was having before decide to go with you, because honestly, it's unfair, and I am already losing money.
No, I completely understand. Believe me, like I said, if it was up to me, I would definitely go ahead and honor that, especially because of how everything went down. But, you know, I'll go ahead and submit this again to them. As I said, they're in a meeting right now, so I'm not sure when they're going to be done from the meeting.
Take your time. No worries. One day more of money that I lose at this point doesn't matter. I spend a lot of time doing blood work, going everywhere, sending paperwork, filling applications for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
to lose money. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry, Cynthia. I'll keep you posted, okay? As soon as I get a response back, I'll definitely give you a call, okay?
Thanks. I will be expecting your call. If I cannot answer, because believe me, I have every day super busy with Anthony. So
if I cannot answer,
you can leave me a message. I will take care of that.
Yes. Yeah, I usually leave you a message, and then I send you like a quick text message just letting you know, and then I'll call you back, you know, when you have availability. Okay?
Thank you.
Of course. You're welcome, Cynthia. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye.